Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
There's only one. There's only one pod in the Motor City that's keeping you up to date on everything Detroit sports. This is The Daily Ticket with your host, Jeff Rieger.
Hey, everybody, what's going on? Jeff Rieger, another episode of The Daily Ticket. This one for the 27th. We're one day away from Tigers opening day, and it's March 2024. Now, I know I promised you that today's podcast was going to be about the Red Wings Capitals game. But then Brad Holmes and Dan Campbell talked at the owners' meeting in Orlando. So I thought to myself, let's do that. And then we can react to the Wings, and hopefully it's a win. By the time you watch this video, you're going to know. By the time you listen to this podcast, you're going to know. Red Wings better win. Because if they don't, they're 3 points out of the playoff race, and they have tough games ahead on the road. I kind of feel like their chances are sunk. But if they win, they're right back in a playoff spot. Life is good with 10 games remaining. So I chose the Lions over the Red Wings. I think it was the right idea. Because I thought Brad Holmes was good yesterday. Dan Campbell also talked. I have no Campbell other than he did say that it is a priority to make sure they extend Amon-Ra St. Brown and, of course, Jared Goff. Brad Holmes did not talk about that. So I wanted to bring you that little nugget from Dan Campbell. But let's get you some Brad Holmes, okay? Because I thought he was really interesting. I thought he was really transparent. And I liked a lot of what he had to say. And actually, a lot of what he answered were questions I had. So let's get you some Brad Holmes. He first talked about free agency. I have not been shy. I've kind of ripped this free agency. I think Brad Holmes has brought in way too many guys that are injury prone. You really can't count on them. Now, he does address that in a clip I'm about to play you as well. But me and Brad Holmes apparently think way differently. He's way successful. I'm not. He's a football genius. I'm not. He makes millions of dollars. I don't. He's in beautiful Orlando. I'm in a studio in Southfield, Michigan, doing a podcast. So we're different people. Doesn't matter what I think. Matters what he thinks. So what does he think about his free agency? Filled a lot of holes, but is he happy with the guys that he filled the holes with? Take a listen.
I truly believe this was our best free agency haul that we've had since we've been here. And the reason why I say that is, you know, through our planning and process this year, we have these number one targets, and we literally were able to get every single one of our number one targets that we were out to get. It doesn't always work that way. Sometimes it's like you might get strike out on one. You got to go to plan B, or you got to go to plan C. No, we were actually able to land plan A. And even at the corner position, you know, we didn't know if we're going to be able to do both with, you know, doing the Carlton Davis trade and getting Amik Robertson. I thought we were just going to have to be able to pick one or the other. But the way it worked out, just to be able to land both was huge. So that's why I think that to this day, this is our best free agency haul. And we're still not done yet.
So Brad Holmes believes it was his best free agency since being the general manager of the Lions. He mentioned Amik Robertson. Dan Campbell kind of talked about the fact that once they went out and got Carlton Davis, they had already been talking to Amik Robertson. Campbell was wondering if Robertson was still going to come because they just went out and traded for a corner. So if you're Amik Robertson, you want playing time, why would you want to come to Detroit when the team that you were talking to just went out and got a corner that they expect to be their number one cornerback? But apparently, as the story goes, Amik Robertson quickly called the Lions and said, are we doing this? Because I still want to come. And that maybe speaks to the culture that is Detroit Lions football. So Brad Holmes says, best free agency yet. I'm curious. Follow along if you want on the comment section. Do you agree with that? Zietler was part of the free agency. Carlton Davis, of course, was part of the free agency, despite the fact you traded for him. Amik Robertson, Marcus Davenport, and of course, DJ Reader as well. Do you agree? Best free agency. I mean, considering he's only had like two other free agent periods, then yes, I probably got to agree. But what about the draft? Draft is quickly approaching in beautiful Detroit, Michigan. They're already starting to shut down streets and build the stage. People are getting excited in downtown Detroit. But you do know what happened. We talked about it on yesterday's podcast. Cam Sutton got released. Police are looking for him. Turns out he was in the Detroit Lions facility. Lions never called the cops. They just said, hey, you might want to get some lawyers. And you're released, by the way. Good luck. And then, of course, nobody has heard from Cam Sutton since. So the fact that you still need a corner, does that change your draft strategy at all in the upcoming draft? Instead of best available, maybe do you draft for need? Here's Brad Holmes.
You guys know us by now. You know, we're just going to pick the best player. You know, I know it's always, you know, everybody wants to, it's needs. We got to get needs. You got to feel needs. You got to, no, like, you know, and that's what's, you know, it's a lot of appreciation for our process for free agency, because I did always say about the whole needs train. Free agency is a time to do that. You know, free agency is a time to pull out the depth chart and start plugging holes and all that kind of stuff. But I just, you guys have heard me talk openly about it. When it comes to the draft, man, you know, you can really make some mistakes when you're trying to reach for a need and you're missing out.
All right, so he's drafting best player available. So that, of course, begs the question then, well, what are you doing in the secondary? If the best player available is not a cornerback, if you are not targeting corners in the draft, either to move up and get or get one at 29, if you're not looking to bring home a corner from the draft, then what do you do with the secondary? I thought this answer was kind of interesting, and it's something we've talked about as well. Without Cam Sutton, and I'm not saying Cam Sutton had a great season, but I wasn't all that impressed with Carlton Davis coming here either. So what do you do in the secondary if you're not drafting a corner specifically? Here's what he had to say.
Honestly, I think it was a blessing just for the mere fact that, like I said, about the cornerback position, that we were able to land Carlton Davis and Amik Robertson. So I do like the competition that we have. There was a reason why we re-signed Emmanuel Moseley. I know when players are injured the previous year, they're kind of forgotten about when it comes to free agency. So it seems like it's kind of been we got Carlton Davis, got Amik Robertson. Emmanuel Moseley, it's the reason why we re-signed him back. We felt really, really good about it. So we really like the competition that we currently have. So we don't really feel like the Cam Sutton situation really altered the landscape of how we approach the draft.
Okay, so I find that very interesting, right? I have forgotten about Emmanuel Moseley. I'll be completely honest. He played all of two snaps last season. So the fact that maybe Moseley is healthy, you got him for a one-year deal, you got him pretty cheap as far as cornerbacks are concerned, it does sound like Brad Holmes is pretty happy with his secondary situation. Now, he did also say, I don't have the cut of it, that they always draft cornerbacks. He doesn't believe he's ever been part of a draft where a corner or a safety has not been taken. So I would expect them to draft somebody. But at least for now, it doesn't seem like they're going to go out and get one of the remaining free agents at corner. doesn't seem like they're going to draft a corner, at least with their first pick, or move up to get a corner. So this is your secondary, which I got to be honest, a little frightening, considering that was the problem last year. It was a massive problem last year. And I don't want that to be the difference between you making the postseason and winning postseason games and maybe going to the Super Bowl. Is the secondary good enough? I'll worry about it until they prove me wrong. But it does seem like they're not going to go out and make some kind of big splash or trade to go get another corner now that Cam Sutton is no longer with the Lions. I got a couple more because I do think that fans are wondering about the pass rush. Yes, they went out and got DJ Reader. Does that really help the pass rush? It helps stopping the run without a doubt. McNeil and Reader back-to-back next to each other. Nobody will run on the Lions. And that helps the secondary, and that helps everything too, right? We know this. But can they get to the quarterback? Marcus Davenport is opposite of Aiden Hutchinson. Aleem McNeil is opposite of DJ Reader. Reader's going to take on some double teams for sure. He's going to give you some interior pressure without a doubt. But signing DJ Reader and Marcus Davenport, is that enough as far as making sure you kill quarterbacks? Brad Holmes seems to think yes. Take a listen.
You know, look, everybody doesn't have an Aiden Hutchinson on the edge. Everybody doesn't have an Aleem McNeil. So everyone doesn't have, again, when players are hurt, talking about the Emmanuel Mosley thing, when player gets hurt, the player's forgotten about. Everyone doesn't have even a James Houston, you know, that's obviously everybody was really excited about after he had all those sacks as a rookie, and then now he's hurt, and it's like, well, James Houston in on a roster. No, yes, he is. So he's coming back as well with a Marcus Davenport. So to add a Reader with the mix of all those other guys, I think it's going to make things so much better. And I think what people get kind of lost is that his run defense, which is I think is elite, and I think it's just at a whole nother level of among a lot of these other guys. But you know, the pass rush really is what really sold me. Like the run defense, like yeah, he can do that, but you know, there's athleticism down in there where he can catch edges and push the pocket and harass the quarterback as well, and he plays hard. So again, I can't talk enough about Reader.
All right, so the part I love about that cut was when he talks about Reader's pass rush. That, yes, he knew he could stop the run. He believes he's an elite run stopper. But the fact that he could get to the quarterback or at least help others get to the quarterback, that's what really sold him on DJ Reader. Add that to the fact that he's a great personality. He's a great clubhouse leader. I mean, it is a great pickup without a doubt. But I think we all, even if you'll admit it or not, we're worrying about the lack of a pass rush, the lack of sacking quarterbacks, the lack of killing quarterbacks. And hopefully DJ Reader is that missing piece. And he brought up a good point too about James Houston. Like James Houston last year had 8.5 sacks. James Houston this year never really got a chance because he was injured. It seemed like the majority of the season. Now, he was also a guy that a lot of people wondered if he was going to get cut, because he only does one thing really well, but that one thing is killing quarterbacks, right? But you add James Houston, Marcus Davenport, if healthy, he's had some productive years. That's a former first-round pick. It sounds like Holmes believes the missing piece is DJ Reader.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
So that cut actually made me feel pretty good about the possibility of killing some quarterbacks this year. I got one more for you. I've been talking about this. You might not have been listening. Maybe you don't think it's a big deal. But Brad Holmes was asked about injuries, bringing on so many guys via free agency, heck, even drafting guys that have injury histories. Why do you do it so much? Don't you worry about guys not being available? I've asked this question. Whether you'll admit it or not, you've wondered about this question. I thought Brad Holmes had a very good answer. Do you buy it? Take a listen.
That's my view. And I know that's a big, I know in the past, Dave, you kind of got on me about, you know, not got on me, but you know what I mean? Like, you know, so selecting defensive linemen that, you know, had something medically. And it's like, look, man, we don't acquire players and say, man, I can't wait. Man, I'm so glad we got this player and he's not going to be available. Like, no, that's not what we do. It's the intent is that he is going to be available, and we have a great medical staff. Obviously, you guys all know it's a big overhaul we did recently, but these guys do a really good job.
Yeah,
I mean, well, no, I mean, availability is important. Yeah. It is. It's important, but what I'm saying is, it's hard to we are rational, we are smart about the availability piece, but. Again, when you're playing football, there's risk either way. Whether he missed three games the previous year or a player missed zero games. Just because a player missed zero games the previous year doesn't mean that he's not going to miss any games the following season. So if you're picking between the two, why would you pick the player you're less excited about because, oh, well, he missed. He didn't miss three games last year. You don't really like the player. You know, but you're not excited. But oh, he didn't miss any time. That doesn't guarantee that he's not. That's not going to happen. So that's how I look at it.
All right. So I do believe he was talking to Dave Burkett when he said in the past Dave got on me. I think he was talking about Dave Burkett. I'm not 100% sure. Burkett, of course, does a great job with the free pass. But that's his explanation. Brad Holmes does bring in a lot of guys with injury history. I like his explanation. It's the game of football. You're going to get injured. Are you picking a guy simply because he has not been injured? You're taking a guy simply because he's able to play, but you might not like him as a player as much as you like another guy that's been injured 3 to 4 times. The problem is everybody has been injured. DJ Reader, big time injuries. Marcus Davenport, big time injuries. Carlton Davis, injured his fair share amount of times. Guys have been injured. With the exception of Zietler, there's a lot of injury history on this team. And he's right. It's football. Dangerous game. You play 17 games a season. Odds are you're going to get dinged up a little bit. You're going to have something that might keep you out of game. I get it. Look at the Lions this previous year, offensive line-wise. How many times did they have their starting offensive line? Won that often. What, 9, 10 times? out of a 17-game season, including the postseason. So I get it. But the injuries still scare the crap out of me. So there you go. That's Brad Holmes answering what I thought were five interesting big questions about the Lions. Calls it his best free agent period ever. Still going to draft best player available. Not a ton of plans for the secondary, despite the fact Cam Sutton's no longer there. He does believe DJ Reader is the missing link to not only a great run defense, which they had last year, but also killing the quarterback and sacking the quarterback. And then he doesn't think the injuries are that big of a deal. Please, let me know. What do you think? Comment section, and I will read them all, and I will interact with them all. And by the way, I would read comments from yesterday's podcast, but right now, my cell phone is the only way I'm lit up here in this picture. This room I'm in is very dark. So I had to turn on the flashlight of my cell phone. If I pick that up, it's going to screw with the lighting. I'm not able to read comments right now. Not that you care, but still. I love when you comment. I'll read them all tomorrow. And I read them all through every podcast, too. But please, rate, subscribe, review the Daily Ticket. You'd be so kind if you would. And we will catch you tomorrow on a Thursday. I'll have some Dan Campbell audio for you. How did the Red Wings do? Plus, I got a little surprise for you. We'll do it all tomorrow as it's opening day, baby. Finally. Catch you tomorrow on a Thursday. Enjoy your day, everybody. Always a pleasure. Goodbye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.